Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and then also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissistic people, toxic people, hold grudges, y'all. Oh, good old grudges. So I can personally speak on this episode right here, y'all. I'm probably going to tell y'all some personal stories because that's what I do on this channel. I try to keep it real. I try to keep it 100% on this channel. You know what I mean? So grudges, y'all. Narcissists do not let things go. So people, I see this in my comment section all the time, y'all. So keep commenting. I read the comments. I can't respond to them all, y'all, because y'all know across all my platforms now is over 2 million people. So it's kind of hard to keep up with all the comments and stuff. But I try to respond to the ones I see. You know what I mean? The ones I can see, the quick ones. You know what I mean? But one of the comments I get all the time is like, do narcissists ever let things go? What happens if you wronged a narcissist? What happens if you cheated on a narcissist? Rabble, rabble, rabble. I was like, look, if you have ever done something wrong to a narcissist, here's the kicker right here. Like, I'm going to finish the sentence. If you have ever done something wrong to a narcissist, they will never forgive you. And they will never forget. It's not forgive and forget. No, it's neither. Neither forgive nor forget. That's the narcissist code right there. I just tied that back into the title of the podcast like a movie. That was like a movie, wasn't it? Neither here nor there. The narcissist code. Just like how you get to a movie and they just mention the title of the movie in the movie casually. That's what just happened here. I just broke the fourth wall of narcissism. But seriously, we don't forgive and we don't forget. It might seem like they get over it and time goes by. But guess what? When you do something else wrong, or they do something else wrong to you, they'll bring it back up again to show you that they haven't forgiven you and they haven't forgotten. I promise you. But on the opposite end of things, narcissists expect to be forgiven and they expect you to forget it and get over it. Especially if you stay with them. Especially if it's something breakup worthy and you don't break up with them, they think that you're okay with it. So you should automatically forgive them. You can't bring it up anymore. Anything like that. You know what I mean? Seriously, you actually can't bring it up anymore. That's the mindset of things. That's how things go. Like, that's part of the narcissist code right there, y'all. Seriously. But here's the kicker right here, y'all. You might not even know what you've done wrong to the narcissist. They might take something you said to them or done to them as a slight and just hold a grudge against you for a long time. And you might not ever know. Like, this is what I said. This doesn't have to be a boyfriend, girlfriend, relationship, husband, wife, whatever. This could be one of your friends. This could be your coworker. This could be your cousins, your family member, your brother, your sister, one of your parents. The narcissistic person will hold a grudge against you for a very, very long time. Like me personally, I'm holding grudges against people I've been friends with for 25 years, 30 years. Like literally, holding grudges against people. Like I've had people in my life when I was a full-time real estate agent, people would go buy houses with other people. And it will irritate me to the point where I just cut them out of my life. I was just like, okay, cool. I'm done with you. Nope, that's it. No one talk to me anymore. Friendships, 25, 30 years, done. Grudges, held. And I know people are going to say, well, Lee, you get over that. Rabble, rabble, rabble. I know I should get over it. I can't. I wish that I could, y'all. There's a part of me that wants to, but the narcissistic part of me does not want to. The narcissistic part of me, like, it's kind of empowered by those grudges. Some people have done me wrong. Sometimes I use those grudges. And I use that anger and that grudge to propel me and I use it to motivate me to do more. I know non-narcissistic people do stuff like that as well, but I hold on to it and weaponize it. I want to make you pay for hurting my feelings and things like that. Like my narcissist, here we go. My narcissistic ex-girlfriend that I dated, It's been a minute. It's like 10 some years ago. She ended up breaking up with me, ended up with somebody else. And I harbored that for a very long time. I harbored the anger of her leaving me for somebody else for a very, very long time. But I used that pain. Eric Thomas says, recycle your pain. Get something from it. You've already been through it. Use it. So I use pain and anger and grudges as a motivator. So I hold grudges, y'all. And yeah, is it extra baggage? Does it weigh on your conscience and your psyche? Absolutely, yes. But I hold them nonetheless. A lot of times I hold, like, if you wrong me, I hold it in my, I kind of like put it in my pocket. You know what I mean? I put that grudge in my pocket just so I can use it against you later on. That type of mindset right there, that type of thing right there. I can use it against you later on, and that way I can mess with you. Like, I always have this, especially if you've done something wrong to me and you know it. Like, if you know you've done something wrong to me, or if you know you've done something wrong to that narcissistic person, like you've cheated on them. Oh my goodness. If you cheated on a narcissist, I've seen this before, y'all. People are like, well, the narcissist is the cheater. Oh, most of the time, yeah, the narcissist, the person is going to be the cheater. But I've talked to a lot of and people in a lot of different situations where the narcissist was not the cheater. The other person was the cheater. And the narcissistic person found out and took them back. And people are asking, like, are they ever going to forgive me? Like, would they ever get over this? And I tell them, hell no. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They will not get over this. They will not get over it. They will harbor this anger and hold this anger in forever. You now have a lifelong enemy that's going to use this and weaponize this against you forever. If y'all have kids after this, if y'all do something after this, if y'all buy a house after this, it doesn't matter. It's still like in their back pocket, like a credit card waiting to be swiped against you. They want you to say something to them, swipe that card. What about this? What about what you, I'm going to call it the credit card is called a, what about what you did? Debit card. It's a debit card, y'all. It's not a credit card because there's actually been something deposited onto it. There's actual funds on this card. So it's a debit card. So what about what you did? Swipe. You know what I mean? Hey, baby, can you get the credit card? Like, I got the debit card right here. What about what you did? Swipe. Hey, you hurt my feelings. What about what you did? Swipe. I'm just telling you, they're going to keep continuously swiping these cards and things like that and messing with you. They just are. So you have to get into your mindset and get into your mind that they're going to continuously do this stuff. This is it. Like, they're never going to, like, y'all, if you have wronged, no matter how small it was, if you have wronged them, they're going to use it against you forever. I'm pretty sure people in the comment section, if you made it this far, thank you so much. I'm pretty sure people in the comment section understand this as well. Like, if you dealt with a narcissist and you feel like you've done something wrong to them, big or small, they probably use it against you years later. They probably tell it to the kids. Imagine you cheating on your husband or wife 15 years ago. And then they tell your kids, your kids are grown up like 16, 17 years old. They tell your kids, you know your mom cheated on me, right? Yeah, we almost broke up when y'all were, before y'all was born. You might not even, if I wasn't such a kind, forgiving person, you might not even be here right now. If I wouldn't have forgiven your horrible, horrible mother for cheating on me, you might not even be here right now. Or you might be here with a different dad or something like that. Who knows? You might have a different dad right now. Matter of fact, let's go get a DNA test right now. Here, take this cotton swab and roll it around your mouth and give it to me. Put it into this plastic baggie for me. They're going to mess with you, y'all. And scene. Sorry, I get in the character and I get carried away sometimes. Y'all know how I do. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. Honestly, I just feel like a lot of narcissistic people, you got to understand the point. You get it to the point where there's a lot of moving pieces here. You know what I mean? It's just absolutely going to be a lot of moving pieces when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people. Like, they will never forgive you. You can, no matter how hard you work at trying to get them to forgive you, it's a pointless endeavor. I will put it like that. You're going to be working and working and working, and there will not be a payoff. I'm just telling you, there is not a payoff for dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person. There just isn't. Yeah, I know people don't want to hear that. It's like, but how we make it work? I'm just telling you, if you are dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, they might pretend that they've forgiven you. They might act like they've gotten over it, but they absolutely haven't. They haven't gotten over it. They're still going to weaponize that against you later on. I'm telling you, just like the debit card. What about what you did? Prepaid debit card. Sponsored by narcissism. This is not a Visa card. It's a narcissist card. It's got like narc at the bottom of it. Swipe. What about what you did? Swipe. Hey, you cheated on me. What about what you did? Swipe. And you don't have to, like I said, no matter how small the thing that you did was, like you could do something very, very minor. You mean just forgot to wish them a happy birthday or cut them off in traffic or something. Just something very minor. That's equivalent. It doesn't matter what they do later on. That's going to be equivalent or worse than. Like you can literally forget to wish them a happy birthday or forget that they like chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla ice cream or something like that, y'all. And you can cheat on them, but like they can cheat on you, but they're somehow equal. You cheated on me. But what about what you did? Swipe. What did I do? You gave me that vanilla ice cream that time. Well, you know I like chocolate. What if I was allergic to vanilla? You didn't care about me, so I didn't care about you in that moment. So we're even. Swipe that prepaid debit card. They're gonna keep swiping it away. Like swipe, swipe. Let me see if good old Jelly's gonna catch that one right there. The old debit card. Swipe. But seriously, I thank y'all for tuning into this episode, y'all. Seriously. What's up? What's new this week? So the brand is here and released, y'all. I'm just out doing some alterations on there. I released it to the people who follow the newsletter. October 15th, we're going to be in Austin, Texas, live in-person meetup, meet and greet, and all the other good jazz. We're going to be doing that. So come out to Austin, Texas. Go to www.narcavengers.com and come through and say, hey, y'all, it's going to be a good event, y'all. I promise you. Promise you. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Give me a good rating. Please. We're raising, y'all. We're like the number 4 ranked narcissist podcast in the world. And that's all because of y'all reviews and stuff like that. So thank y'all. I'm truly thankful. I will say that. Genuinely, truly thankful. I appreciate every single one of y'all because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from y'all. Thank you. Until this is out. Peace.